So welcome to Mission Academy. It's Monday, July 26, 2021, 1 o'clock. On March 17, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies covered by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meetings telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to the public comments, missionacademyhs.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the regular meeting. So as required by law, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on Charter School's website. So we'll open it up and call the meeting to order and establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck, present. Mike Malloy,
present.
John Dorch,
present.
Barbara Willebrand,
present.
So we have a quorum. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Claudette, can I have you do that? And everyone else put their phone on mute.
Yes, I will. Everyone, put your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, under God, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So now I'm just going to real quick go over our procedures. Place your phone on mute until such time you're presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first to be sure to speak clearly. And please do not place your phone on hold if you need to leave the call. Please hang up and then dial back in. So now we'll do staff introduction. I can find them. We'll start with Jeff Brown.
Yes, good afternoon, Madam President. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
All right. Any other staff? Okay, school staff?
This is Jenna Yazarski, Principal, Mission Academy.
Hi, Jenna.
Good afternoon, this is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Hi, Jeff. Advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, Counsel with LLAC.
And any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right. So let's go to E, approve agenda for the July 26, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Can I have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
Mike Malloy.
We got Mike Malloy, and then second?
John Dorch.
John Dorch. So Mike Malloy's motion, John Dorch is seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we have a unanimous vote on E. So we're now in public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comment will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item or 10 minutes for non-agenda item. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it's the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. So, Shelley, has anyone from the public commented, contacted you?
Hi, this is Shelley Sams to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment.
All right, so now we're going to open a public hearing, and I need a motion and a second to open this.
Barbara Willebrand moves.
Claudette Beck second.
The Barbara Wilburn has motion, Claudette Beck has seconded, so we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Wilburn?
Aye.
So we have a unanimous decision to go into public hearing. The public hearing is now open at 1:05. The board has allotted 15 minutes for this public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board will extend this time upon majority vote. The board will first hear a presentation on revised personalized learning policy from Jenna, who is our director, right? Regional director. I'm not sure. What is your title,
Hi, welcome. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Jenna Yunus, principal at Mission Academy.
Principal. Got it.
All right. Thank you for having me here today. Lots going on, even in the summertime, at education. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. On July 9th, Governor Newsom signed into law Assembly Bill 130, which added several new rules for independent study programs like ours. AB 130 requires updates to our board-approved personalized learning policy and student master agreement. So those updates include: the personalized learning policy has been updated to include language about procedures for tiered re-engagement in response to student absenteeism, a defined level of satisfactory educational progress for students, a provision that every student will have access to connectivity and devices, added documentation requirements for how often parents will be contacted regarding students' progress, and a mandated level of live and synchronous interaction and instruction for certain grade spans. So the live interaction and synchronous instruction requirements for the grade spans applicable to Mission Academy are grades 6 through 8, opportunities for both daily live interaction and at least weekly synchronous instruction for all students throughout the school year. In grades 9 through 12, we would need to require opportunities for at least weekly synchronous instruction for all students throughout the school year. As defined in the new law, synchronous instruction means classroom-style instruction or designated small groups, including one-on-one instruction delivered in person or in the form of internet or telephonic communication and involving live two-way communication between the teacher and the student. Synchronous instruction must be provided by the teacher of record for each student. Live interaction means interaction between the student and the charter school classified or certificated staff member and may include peers provided for the purpose of maintaining school connectedness and including but not limited to wellness checks, progress monitoring, provision of services, and instruction. This interaction may take place in person or in the form of internet or telephonic communication. In regards to the master agreement and addendum, the updates include the following: manner, time, and frequency, as well as place for submitting pupil assignments, for reporting the pupil's academic progress, and for communicating with the pupil's parent or guardian regarding academic progress, as well as the specific resources, including materials and personnel, that will be made available to the pupil, including confirming or providing access for all pupils to the connectivity and devices adequate to participate in our program and complete assigned work. A statement of policies adopted herein regarding the maximum length of time allowed between assignments and completion of assigned work, the level of satisfactory educational progress of the pupil, and the number of missed assignments allowed prior to an evaluation of whether or not the pupil should be allowed to continue in our independent study program. A statement detailing the academic and other supports that will be provided to address the needs of pupils who are not performing at grade level or who need support in other areas, such as English learners, individuals with exceptional needs, to be consistent with the pupil's individualized education program or plan, IEP, or pursuant to Section 504 of the Federal Rehabilitation Act of 1973, and also to include pupils in foster care or those experiencing homelessness and pupils requiring mental health support. So, the students typically sign their master agreement for the new school year on or before the first day of instruction, which for us was July 1st, 2021. Since AB 130 was adopted on July 9th, 8 days after most students had already signed a master agreement for the new school year, this required our team to reach out to students and parents to obtain a new master agreement addendum acknowledging the changes I just told you about above to the master agreement for the 21-22 school year. AB 130 defined a 30-day grace period from the start of our instruction to obtain an updated master agreement addendum. I'm happy to report that as of today, 99.4% of master agreement addendums have been collected for Mission Academy students. This is incredible considering that the new addendum was not available for distribution until July 14th. I am incredibly proud of my team's ability to respond to these changes in such an incredibly short time frame. This concludes my presentation on the revised personal learning policy for the 21-22 school year. And as always, I'm open to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jenna. That's a lot of hard work. We appreciate you getting that done so fast. Any other comments from board members? All right. The board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the revised personalized learning policy. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comments? Are there any members of the public who submitted written comments to the board for Shelley?
Hi, this is Shelley Sams to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
All right. So now we need a motion and a second to close this public hearing.
Bob Rulebrand move.
Claudette second.
So Barbara Rulebrand has moved, Claudette has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dort?
Aye.
Barbara Rulebrand?
Aye.
So it's unanimous decision that we come out of closed session. And the public hearing is now closed at 1:11. So now we'll go to four action items. The board will be asked to review and approve the revised personalized learning policy. This is Jenna.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to ask the board to approve the revised personalized learning plan for the 2021-2022 school year as reviewed in the presentation of public hearing. Thank you.
I would like to motion that we approve this. I'd like to have a second. So Carol Stanford.
Mike Malloy, second.
So Carol Stanford, motion. Mike Malloy, second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right. So we have approved unanimous to approve the action item. So now we're on five, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to congratulate the staff for this incredible signing program. And normally that would take us 3 months, and we're doing it less than 3 weeks. Congratulations.
All right, Jerry Benson.
Thank you.
Great job, great teamwork, and proof of how committed and connected our educators are with their students. Thank you.
This is Carol Stanford. I have one comment. I just really feel like that you did most of those things to begin with, and that was one of the reasons you just rolled right into it, because you do such a good job educating these kids. Any other comments? All right, so we'll do closing items. Our next regular board meeting is August 24th, 2021 at 1:15 p.m. And I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Barbara Willebrand moves.
Claudette Beck second.
So Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck is second. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we are adjourned. Thank you all for participating.